Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's Giovanni Cortolo's 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Giovanni, happy anniversary, baby!
Thank you, Jim. I tell you, hard to believe it's been that long.
Well, and you know what we send people, what we give them is a gift for the 10th anniversary. You know what that is?
Another 10 years.
It's an email.
Oh, really?
We give you an email. So we hope you enjoy it, Giovanni. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for the great time, all the great things that you've helped us with over the years. 10 years as a great member of our Brain Trust, but especially, folks, for the things that Giovanni does in Washington, D.C. I don't even want to think about what would be going on right now. As bad as we think it is sometimes, it'd be worse if we didn't have Giovanni up there standing up for us. And he does a great job. The U.S. Chamber does a great job of working for small businesses, for businesses in general. But you're the carrier in Washington D.C. You're one of the top carriers of the free marketplace flag up there.
Oh, absolutely! Free enterprise is what we want. It's something that crosses through all businesses, especially small businesses in this day and age. You know, it's hard not to feel the importance of free enterprise and how an important part is how it plays into our system. The internet, I know you've written extensively on the internet and the important role the internet plays in maintaining free enterprise.
I know, and this is what I'm worried about. I want to talk to you about this, Giovanni. Folks, you've heard me talk about this before. I'm going to talk about it again later this week. But Giovanni, as we speak, literally at this moment, and I cannot believe it's not getting more coverage than it is. I don't know why people aren't up in arms about this, because I certainly am. The Obama administration is in the process at this moment in Singapore of divesting us of control of the internet. Now, Giovanni, for 20 years, more than 20 years, the United States has been the ultimate owner of the internet, of governance and management of the internet. We've owned it because we built it, and we've been contracting out, contracting the governance and the management of the internet in a very fair and equitable and non-political way to anybody who wants to use it. And now we're talking about letting that go, giving it to a global multi-stakeholder group of some kind, and without any kind of ultimate stewardship by the U.S. And Giovanni, I just think that's a nightmare waiting to happen. What do you think?
Well, you know, the age-old thing with businesses: if it isn't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
And it's not broke.
No,
I've never
it's not.
Heard one complaint over the addresses and the management of the superhighway of information we know as the internet.
Right.
And you're referring to ICANN, and I'm sure you want to explain.
Yeah, I've said it before. Internet Corporation, for names and numbers, is the contractor, nonprofit U.S. based contractor that currently has the contract with the government to manage the internet. But here's the thing, Giovanni, there are 110 interests from around the world who are part of ICANN. It's already a global multi-stakeholder organization.
And it works.
Yes.
And it works. I mean, I don't know where the problem is, you know.
Well, there are people, and one of them is a member of ICANN who's told me that they think that, and I hate to get political here, folks, but they think that this is Obama's trying to give in to some of the global pressure because of NSA snooping on the heads of state around the world. And that this is his way of trying to get out from under that. That's what some people believe. And so I think that's a mistake. I think to play politics with the internet is really dangerous.
Well, you don't give away what you already what is already working, and exactly right. It is a political ploy to defray from your mistakes or your perception, and certainly it has long term effects for a very short term benefit for a single presidency.
Well, exactly, and I'll tell you something, Giovanni. Over the years, I've reported with a number of experts on the global envy and of the U.S. having control of the internet. Even as you say, even while it was working, the companies like countries like France, you think Iran, you think China, you think Russia wouldn't like to be on a UN committee in charge of the internet? Of course they would.
Yeah, but I mean, currently the coordination, the operations, the compliance, the policy is all driven through how you organize it through the internet. You don't need the word, as you well know. The worst thing that you can do is have big committees, especially multinational committees with different interests, trying to play politics with something as so vital as the internet.
That's exactly what my concern, and I'll tell you something else. The UN is has long coveted control of the internet, and there's one reason they'd like that is because they would like to pass a global internet tax. See,
well,
they need it would be funding for them. See, wake up, folks, but for some reason, and apparently, nope. I mean, I don't understand. Why more people aren't talking about this, and I certainly encourage you guys to keep up your fight of this. I don't know if this can be stopped or not, Giovanni. Giovanni Cortolo, right. Folks, with the U.S. Chamber, uschamber.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
End of the tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.